Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the 20-something Teenage Girl Podcast, the podcast where we talk about spirituality, self-development, and so much more. Hi, I'm your host, Maren. And on today's episode, I just want to talk about how to not give a flying fuck about what other people think of you. Because, oh my God, have I used to give many, many. Now I give like one or half of one. So how did we get from here? Point A to point B. Let's talk about it. My whole life, I have just wanted to be liked. I've just wanted to be loved. My worst fear on this earth was that somebody didn't like me. Even if I didn't like that person. If they told me that they didn't like me, no. How is that possible? This is because I was a people-pleasing piece of shit. If you want to learn more about people-pleasing, I just did an episode last week, but a brief overview. What happens when a lot of us seek approval? So it's either seeking approval or a lot of the times, as I explained in that episode, it is from trauma. We've been through some fuck shit. The only way that we made it out of the fuck shit was by, you know, kind of morphing ourselves into whatever the fuck shit required us to be to survive the fuck shit. Does that even make sense? I don't fucking know. I hope so. I noticed that a lot of us kind of hold back our authenticity out of the fear that other people are going to reject us. And I've been doing so much work trying to release the opinions and release my need for validation from other people. And I want to talk about how I've done that. So sit down, get cozy. I'm drinking some coffee and let's fucking talk. So for the longest time, I put everybody else up around me on a pedestal. I don't know why, but I valued everybody else's opinion far more than my own. At this time, I had no self-esteem. I had no concept of myself. I really didn't know who I was. It's really hard to know who you are in I don't want to lose you, but it's very hard to know who we are in late stage capitalism because there's so much getting pushed onto us, whether that's, you know, different aesthetics, different products on social media. I think we are given these social prototypes constantly, whether that's online through advertisements or on television shows, of this is what you're supposed to be in order to be accepted, in order to be successful. And all that shit is fucking bullshit, fucking lies, because who's writing that? Who's writing businesses? People that want to make money off of you. This shit has been happening for years and years, and it traces back. A good example of this is shaving. So women never shaved their legs, their armpits, anything before I think it was the Industrial Revolution that brought about razors. I think there were men's razors at the time, and then they started developing women's razors, and they were like, hey, you women, your hair on your legs is disgusting. You should shave that off so that we can make a profit. But before they even said that, before they put out those advertisements, totally normal, totally acceptable to have some hairy legs. And then suddenly it's like, oh, you have hairy legs? Jail. Like, why was I shaving when I was 11 years old? Why was I getting bullied when I was 11 for having hair on my legs? That's fucking weird. Okay, anyways. So you have to understand that so many of these people's thoughts, so many of these people's opinions are, they're brainwashed, babe. Oh my, they don't know what they're talking about, okay? So if you're dealing with like one specific person or maybe one specific group of people that you feel your personal validation heavily relies on, I want you to objectively think about this person. What are their qualities? Who are they? Are they kind? Do they know who they are? Do they have integrity? Like, if not, do you respect them? Because if not, would you want to be like them? Do you like them? Would you want to be their friend? If not, why the fuck are you listening to their opinions, especially listening to people's opinions online? Because I've been online for some time and I've had every negative thing said about me that could have been said about me. But guess what? I go and I look on those people's profiles, profileless pic. It's like an anime photo, or it's like a picture of a color, and these people won't even show what they look like, and they are just tearing apart my appearance and other people's appearances online. Like the irony of it all. It's so ridiculous. But let me just validate you, because there's a reason why we listen to other people's opinions, even strangers' opinions. We're hardwired to care about what other people think, okay? Let me take you back to the hunting and gathering days. I feel like I have a hunting and gathering example in every episode, but whatever. Anyways, in the hunting and gathering days, let's say you're in your little squad, you're in the woods, you pick your berries, and the men go and hunt the deer, okay? I'm sorry for the gender roles, but it's for the example, stick with me. So let's say you are a little naughty girl one night, and you go and smooch Beth's man. Beth is a random person that's in your squadron, okay? You go smooch Beth's man. This gets around. Beth finds out, and then guess what? Beth's man that you smooched, he is the leader of the hunt. He gets all the meat. So what happens? Now that word's out, you don't get any meat. You don't get any meat. Beth is not going to let her man get you any meat anymore. So in those days, there was a reason why we needed other people's approval. Without the proper person's approval, you could luck out on certain resources. And fortunately, that fear is still carried into today, even though it doesn't make sense. Because if I piss off the grocery clerk, I mean, everyone has the right to refuse service, but I could go to another grocery store and still get groceries. There are so many people in this world. We have access to so many different things that the reality is, if you make some people mad, it's not gonna hurt you. Of course, always be safe. Don't go around and like genuinely try to get people to attack you. But what I'm trying to say here is you can't help but always make somebody upset, okay? Even if you're not trying to. The other day, I was at the movies, and I have a really hard time in public settings. I've mentioned this before, but I got some neurodivergencies happening up here. So I have a really bad sensitivity to sound and to light. And so when I go out in public, a lot of the times, if it's a crowded area and it's inside and there's a lot of bright light, I basically malfunction. So we went to the movie theaters, and the movies were super packed, and I was walking to the popcorn line where my boyfriend was and my brother was, and I go to get in line, and I accidentally walked in front of this lady. I didn't really see her. I was really overwhelmed, and I just said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." I kind of cut her off a little bit, but even though I said sorry, even though I didn't mean to do it on purpose, this woman gave me the most stank face. She said, "Oh my God," to my face, made eye contact with me, and I had a panic attack. That made me have a panic. Wait, why am I making this episode if I clearly still care about what other people think? I don't care. But yeah, that made me panic. I went into the bathroom and I started crying. But what I have to tell myself every single day is that I don't know what this woman is going through, okay? She could have just had a really awful day. Maybe her husband just decided to divorce her that day. I don't know. I'm wildly speculating. But there could be a reason why she had such a negative reaction. I'm never going to know. And here's the thing. She's not going to know that I had good intentions sneaking in front of her. All she's seeing is this clueless girl that's not looking in front of her, just walking in front of her. That's so irritating. So my point being, you will never know the whole spectrum of what is going on in somebody else's life, even if they tell you. Let's be honest. When you tell people about what's going on in your life, do you tell them everything? Absolutely not. So the first step is to realize that nothing is ever personal. Nothing. Absolutely not. Even if in their brain they think they're being personal, oh my, everything's projection, okay? If you notice something negative in somebody else, the next time this happens, I want you to think, do I also have this negative trait? Most of the time, you do. That's why you recognize it in somebody else. We're all kind of using each other as mirrors. So when we recognize a negative trait in somebody else, as I just said, most of the time it's because sometimes we exhibit this trait. We're truly just using other human beings as vessels to judge ourselves. And how mean is that? How mean is that to you? And how mean is that to this random person on the street that doesn't even know you, that doesn't even care about you? Which leads me to my second point. People don't actually care, okay? I promise you, even if this person, these people are talking about you a lot, I don't fucking know what your situation is, but I've had groups of people gossiping about me before. But here's the thing. I know that even though they gossip about me with their friends, when they go to sleep at night, are they thinking about me? No. I mean, maybe. If so, give me a call. But no, they're not. They're not. Okay. Like, I'm telling you, think about yourself. Even people that piss you off, or maybe even if you lose a really important friend to you over some disagreement, when you're going to sleep at night, sure, maybe you might be like, oh, I miss that friend. But what you're really thinking about is the shit that matters. For, at least for me, it's like, oh, is the earth going to be around and long enough for me to have babies? There's such bigger problems out there. There's such bigger problems out there. And here's what leads me to my next point, is it is actually a privilege to care about what other people think about you. I forget exactly what this framework is called, but there is this framework in psychology that basically explains people's needs and when those needs become apparent. So the first need is your basic needs. The second need is your social needs. If your basic needs aren't being met, you do not have the energy to give a fuck about what other people think about you because you're like, what am I going to eat for dinner? Okay. But once I realized, oh, it is such a privilege to care what other people think, I kind of flipped it on its head. I was like, I have enough abundance in my life to have the time and to have the emotional and mental space to give thought to my social relationships. That's beautiful. I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful. As I mentioned, it still comes up. I have terrible social anxiety. So just about any time I'm in a social situation, I'm like, yeah, they hate me. They hate me. They hate talking to me. I hate talking to me. What am I saying? I'm saying weird things. What? But babe, guess what? When you're in that same conversation, the other person on the other side is like thinking the same exact thing. We're so full of ourselves, okay? We are all just trying to get everybody to like ourselves. There's a kitty outside. Oh. So I promise you, it's not that deep. Even if somebody doesn't like you, they'll get over it. It's not the end of the fucking world. The other thing is just that like a lot of people fucking suck, to be honest with you. I believe I'm a spiritual girl. Let me rephrase. I'm a spiritual girl, and I do believe that everybody is divine. I believe that we ourselves are God and that everybody around us is God. If you want to use another terminology, I believe that we are all the universe just experiencing itself, okay? So we are all just as equally deserving of love and of everything, but there are some bitches, there are some CUNTs on this earth, okay? And I believe that these CUNTs are here to fulfill soul contracts, which is another sentence, another thought that we can get into at another date. But these bitches, they're here for a reason and their purpose is to trigger you, okay? Because let's think for a second, okay? Let's put on our thinking caps. Every time you have been through some fuck shit, how much better off were you because you went through that fuck shit, okay? You would not grow if it wasn't for horrifying experiences. I know that that sounds really annoying and repetitive. I feel like people are saying that constantly, but that didn't actually click for me until very recently. If I hadn't gone through everything in my life that I have gone through, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't have graduated high school probably wouldn't have made it into my dream school. Did I just inhale a fly? And babe, I just recently moved to my dream place. So because I got pushed down on my fucking feet so many times, I learned to stand up. No one's coming to fucking save you, okay? So why do you care? Why do you care what other people think? You're the only person that can actually pull yourself up, okay? So if you're sitting there day in and day out and you're bed rotting and all you're doing is you're scrolling, you're not feeding yourself properly, you're not going outside, you're not listening to music, you're not engaging in any hobbies or anything that brings you joy, all you're doing is watching dramatic like reality television shows, which I love. Okay, but there is a time and a place, and scrolling on your phone on TikTok, what is on there? People and drama and people centeredness. We are not the center of the universe. Oh my, we are the tiniest dot. Get off your fucking phone. Get out of your bubble. Go outside. When's the last time that you took off your shoes and you stepped in the grass and you looked up at the sky? Okay, it's probably been a really long time. And go do it right now. It's not supposed to be this way. You're not supposed to know what Tiffany's doing. There's a reason why we are caring so much more about what everybody's thinking. And that is because people's opinions are... I could grab my phone right now and like find a million people's opinions about everything. I could find people's opinions about me even. It's so accessible. We're not supposed to know all of this information. We're not supposed to know what's happening in every single country across the entire planet. You're not supposed to know what all of your friends are doing at every second of every day. This has forced us to become, like, at the same time, so individualized, but so dependent on what other people think and what other people are doing. Even if you were so incredibly polite to everybody and you tried really hard to get every single person you met to like you, which is what I've done my entire life, there is still someone that's not going to like it. I've had people hate me because of how nice I am, okay? You literally can't get everybody's approval. So like, please, for the fucking sake of yourself, stop. Oh my God, stop. But how do you stop? Okay, because it's not like you can just snap your fingers and you're like, whoa, I don't care about what other people think of me anymore. I'm going to tell you how to stop. So the first thing is always going to be shadow work. And what is shadow work? Shadow work, the shadow is this kind of, what would you call it? This ideology? This thing? Brain? It's this thing invented by Carl Jung. Or is it Carl Jung? Carl Jung? Carl Jung. How do you say it? Jung? Think Jung. Carl Jung invented this concept, that's a good word, called the shadow self. The shadow self is all these traits about us that we don't like, that we don't want other people to see. So it could be, what's something fucking weird that you did as a kid that you were bullied for? Think about that. I only have myself right now, so we're going to talk about myself. I was a theater kid growing up. Yep, still am. I don't give a and I will be one till I fucking die, okay? I will die on this hill. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Oh my God, shut up. Okay, so I was a major, major, major theater. What was I talking about? ADHD. It's hard to do a podcast with this brain of mine. What was I talking about? The shadow self. Okay, so my shadow self is that theater kid. She's that girl with braces that, you know, was a little bit chunkier. I would wear leggings over like giant pleated skirts and then like t-shirts. I was in the whole Navy when everybody else was in Brandy Melville, because Brandy Melville never fit me, which is anyways. And I was bullied really, really, really relentlessly as a kid. So in order to stop that from happening to me, I decided to change myself. I tried to dress more like how the other girls were dressing. I stopped doing theater altogether, which is one of my biggest regrets ever. And I held in all my weird urges. I held in anytime I wanted to say something that I thought people might think was weird. I have a very bizarre sense of humor. I'd keep that to myself. If I wanted to be loud, I would be quiet. And I eventually, I lost my personality. All of a sudden, I was just this dead silent person that dressed very boringly just because I didn't want anybody to look at me. I didn't want any attention because I was so afraid of negative attention. But guess how much time I wasted? I wasted so much of my middle school and high school experience. Looking back, it's stupid to say, but I don't care. I really wanted to do theater, and I missed out on many musical productions and many play productions that I would have so gladly been a part of. But just because I was so afraid of what these other people were thinking, I kept myself miserable and I kept myself small. If you are a person who lives out loud, who lives authentically, It's very rare, because do you remember what I said at the beginning of this podcast? Most people are brainwashed and most people don't know who the fuck they are. So if you know who you are, it's intimidating. Okay. It's very intimidating, especially if you know who you are and you are comfortable with that, or at least you appear comfortable with that, because so many people aren't. That's triggering to them. So you're going to have less people like you than normal. All the people that do weird fucking shit, or what society says is weird, like theater. I don't know. What else do people do? Fencing? Fencing's awesome. I want to fence. Anything that's deemed to be kind of outside the box of what society says is appropriate is demonized right away. We could literally look at this from a sociological standpoint. We live in a country that is still very much a fucking white supremacist patriarchy. What does white supremacy patriarchy want? It wants everybody to be sad. Everyone need to be housewife. Everyone need to wear dress. I'd love to be a stay-at-home wife. That sounds amazing. The point is, nobody fits into these fucking standards. Like, I can't name even a mom influencer that fits all of these fucking standards. Like, nobody can live up to this. And America is just, it's a very scary place. Very, very scary place. And we're constantly shown this image of the American girl from a little kid. I've seen her. I've been shown her. And I've spent a long time wanting to become her. But you know what? I give up because it's boring. Those clothes are boring. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be stuck making sourdough for the rest of my life on a farm. That actually sounds like a dream come true. Am I a sexist? No. Just because my dreams are different from yours doesn't make them less important, Little Women. Oh my God. Feminism accepts all of women's roles. What am I saying? I literally am being a sexist right now. But do you understand what I'm trying to fucking say? Don't listen to anyone. Our country is stupid. Our country has stupid values and ideals, and they're stupid. And don't listen to them. It's so much more fun to be different. It's so much more fun to be crazy, to be weird, to be funky, fresh, bananas. I think I'm like not making any sense anymore. So I'm just going to end this episode. Oh, no. Let's talk about tangibly how to stop. So how you stop is you start showing up as your authentic self right now. If you're like, who the fuck is myself? We're going to do some journaling prompts. I want you to sit down. I want you to get your journal out. And I want you to reminisce into your childhood, okay? Before the world told you what to be, who are you? And what did you want to be? What kind of clothes did childhood you gravitate towards? What kind of activities? What kind of movies? So for me, I wore princess dresses and heels all the time. And I watched Barbie movies, and I liked to bake with my mom, and I liked to be in musicals, okay? So then once you have this little description out, I want you to look at everything and see what you can start to incorporate into your daily life. So for example, I was like, oh, I dressed a lot girlier as a kid than how I dress today. So I started to try to incorporate some more girly pieces into my wardrobe, and I started slowly but surely becoming comfortable in wearing whatever I want, which is an entirely different episode that I want to do, because I have had a really long, complicated relationship with clothing, and I think most of us can agree to this. But anyways, I started dressing how I wanted to dress. I started wearing my hair how I wanted to wear my hair. I started expressing myself in any way that I wanted to express myself. I started to sing again. I started to learn how to cook. I started to draw more. I just really tried to do things that I enjoyed doing as a kid. And ever since I've started incorporating at least one of these activities into my day, my self-esteem and my overall mental health is just like through the roof. And as I've been learning more about myself, I'm starting to think that I'm pretty fucking cool. And because I think I'm cool, I'm finally starting to hold my opinion to the same level that I hold everybody else's. In fact, I'm completely delusional at this point, and I hold my opinion to be more valid than other people's. I don't think that's helpful all the time, but it's better than the other way around, isn't it? So the other way that you can stop caring about what other people think about you is just by doing these little mini revolutions. So in my self-esteem episode, which I will link down below, I talked about how to build a sense of self-esteem. Self-esteem is going to be your biggest defense system here. And one of the ways that you build self-esteem is by having mini revolutions. So mini revolutions are just small actions of defiance, setting a boundary with somebody, wearing clothing that may not be appropriate to the occasion that you're going to, dyeing your hair, getting a tattoo. It could be anything that subverts your expectation of what you should be doing, or that subverts society's expectations of what you should be doing. That is going to prove to yourself that you are brave, that you're a badass, and that you can do it. The only way to face your fears is by literally facing your fears. For example, my whole life, I've had a fear of cashiers. This is really stupid. I have always been, I don't know, I have so much anxiety going into any store. And the pinnacle of fear for me is the interaction that I have with cashiers. I hate buying stuff. I hate sitting there while they put my items in a bag for me. I hate the small talk. I hate, like, I don't know why I hate it so much, but I was so scared as a little kid. My parents would be like, hey, can you run into the store for me? And I would just be like, no. And if they've tried to force me, I would just start crying. I don't know why. But this is just a small example. I've started facing this fear of mine by just forcing myself every single time I need something. Beforehand, I would call a friend and be like, hey, can you come to the store with me? No, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to face my fear of being alone out in the world and talking to cashiers. And since I've done that, I think that is what actually has allowed me to build the self-esteem, to feel confident enough to wear my Barbie t-shirts out in public, to start to sing again, to start to be louder in social situations, to actually be my authentic self. And I think the last thing that I would recommend you do is self-love meditations. I will try and find some that I think are helpful, and I will post them in the description below. But it truly does rewire your brain to sit there and listen to self-love affirmations or do a self-love meditation. So yeah, I'll put some self-love affirmations and meditations down below. And I also would recommend that you look up yoga for self-love, workouts for self-love, just self-love, self-love, self-love. Let's talk about some literature that might be helpful in this case. A book that I'm always, always, always going to recommend is All About Love by Bell Hooks. I just think it's helpful for learning about all kinds of love, the love that you should give to other people, love you should expect from other people. But this helped me to truly love myself enough to not give a fuck about what other people think, because you're always going to care a little bit, but if you hold your opinion and you love yourself just a little bit more than everybody else, then it's going to be a lot easier. So maybe not love yourself more than anybody else, but maybe start loving yourself as much as you love everybody else, and whatever. You understand my point. I'm done talking. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go buy this book right now. Everyone needs to read it. It's mandatory homework. And have a good rest of your day. Make sure you've eaten a meal and drank water, or I will find you. I know where you live. And also make sure that you subscribe, like, and comment if you're watching this on YouTube. That's very helpful. If you are listening to this on Spotify, you can leave me a rating or a question. I also respond to DMs on my podcast Instagram, so that will be linked down below. That's it. I am going to go celebrate Earth Day. So go pick up some trash today. Okay, bye. Mwah.